This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Your health is your wealth. Driving is more important than just surviving in the only thing lost. And there's unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. Check us out on the web. Go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. And if you haven't got a free copy of our book, we're giving it away. Giving a brand new copy of our hardback book. And you can go there. It's my best-selling book. You can go to MyFreeHealthBook.com. That's MyFreeHealthBook.com. And pick up a copy of it. We'll give it to you for free. You just got to cover a little bit of the shipping for us to get it to you. I think that's a fair shake. So just cover that. I'll give you the book for free. And the reason we're doing that is we want to help as many people as possible on a mission to be able to help as many people as possible live the life they were designed to live. That is what it's all about. It's to be able to really make a huge impact in your overall health. And remember, to live your potential, health is the vehicle for you to get where you need to go, do what you need to do, be with who you want to be with, love who you want to love, have the energy and vitality to do and accomplish everything you want in life. And so we want to help you get there. And that's what we do here on the show. 888-283-7272 is the number. Give us a call. Or go to the site. You can go to AsaRx.com. Send me an email. I can make it part of the show. Or hit me up on all my social, all at AsaRx TV. Any of the social handles, you can find me there as well. All right, let's get to the phones, kick off, and go to Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi. I went to the hospital this week and was diagnosed with acute colitis, and I just want to know what I can eat other than the BRAT diet because I'm losing weight.
Yeah, and the BRAT diet is fine for periodically, okay? But for the long term, probably not the best. So if your doctors have you on that, great. But, you know, it's all about cutting out inflammation, right? I mean, there's certain foods. We've got, and of course, if you get a copy of my book, which you can get a free copy right now, go to MyFreeHealthBook.com. We'll send it to you. But if you understand that there's foods that create inflammation in the body, actually make inflammation, makes it worse. And there's foods that take inflammation out of the body. So if you can kind of realize and figure out what foods work, which ones don't, which ones you need to stay away from, all of that. When you get that down, that can make a big difference. And so the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book is a great one to utilize. And you can compare it with the BRAT diet. It has some similarities, but it gives you, I think, a little bit more of a variety. And it's more well-rounded because here's the thing. If you start missing, if you take too many of the foods out, you're going to miss nutrients. And one of the number one reasons that our bodies break down is because of nutritional deficiencies. More than anything else, that's one of the main reasons. So the nutritional deficiencies, that's the big deal. So I want to encourage you that one of the things that is super, super important is to begin to follow that and keep it kind of as your primary. Because everybody gets sidetracked on everything, right? But I'll tell you, you're eating. We are what we eat, just like Granny taught us. She taught me that. I went through all the school and everything, schooling and clinicals and everything. And at the end of the day, we are what we eat. She was right. She nailed it.
So that's what I would encourage you. If you want to know what you can eat, it's a laundry list. So you really want to get a copy of the book and focus on the foods that are on the approved list. There's kind of an approved list and a non-approved list. You want to stay away from, obviously, the non-approved. And really stick to that and make it a huge part of what you do. Okay, but keep me posted. If you need help getting a copy of that book, just let my team know, and they can help you. Okay, 888-283-7272. You're listening to Asa RX. Go to asarx.com. We're here to help you live your potential. Alan in St. Louis, Missouri says, I work on my feet all day, and I've noticed that my knees are beginning to hurt. What could this be? Well, the weight bearing, depending on how much you weigh, because you didn't list that in the email, but it depends on how much you weigh. It could just be the weight bearing. Could be that you have inflammation, and inflammation is a big deal. It starts in the gut, goes to other areas, okay? And if you have a lot of inflammation, that can really, really begin to lay the standard out of what's going on in the body. So I would first and foremost get a good idea of what that looks like, okay? That's huge. So here's where I'd start. Let me back up. I would start with getting your fatty acids looked at, all right? Because you've got different types of fatty acids in your profile. You've got sixes and nines and threes. You need to get a good understanding of where that is, plus trans fats, and see what's going on with that whole situation. The reason is because when your fatty acids are low, that's one of the main markers for inflammation. It'll make inflammation go up high. And the joint pain begins to happen, too. Now, the other thing, too, is you could be low in vitamin D. Vitamin D3, when it is low, can create and mimic joint pain. And I mean joint pain where there's been no injury, right? Like you're talking about, you're just on your knees all day or on your feet all day and the knees hurt. And that can happen. Definitely can. So it's really about making sure you have the right kind of foods in the right combination, but it's also making sure that you have the right nutrients. And vitamin D is one of the super nutrients. It's actually a hormone, but we still classify it as a vitamin, and that's cool. But it regulates so much in the body, it's a big deal. So I would focus on that first and foremost. Get a blood test done, see what your vitamin D levels are. Get a blood test done, figure out what your fatty acid levels are, and then build it up like a muscle. Like a gas tank, you got to fill it up, build it up, and begin to keep the body where it needs to be. And that's what's going to help you get out of this situation. I mean, could it just be arthritis in the knee? Yes, but that's such a blanket term. It's like we all have arthritis, right? And it's like, duh, as my daughter would say, right? So it's true. It's true. And we just have to get to a point where really, when the nutrition is right in the body, when your fitness is right, it doesn't matter if you're 25 or 85. You can beat so much of what we deal with in our health and completely win. That's what I love about this whole thing, is that you don't have to be stuck. And a lot of people feel stuck, but you don't have to be stuck. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, someone that believes like we do, check out our providers. You can go to the website, go to asarx.com. You can easily find our providers there that will help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. And that's what it's all about. It is about thriving. Our Healthy University system teaches you, trains you. We have a campus. We'll be able to help you come to you. You can come hang out with us. You can watch it online. We've got a whole teaching system to be able to get you to the next level of your health and your life. So I encourage you to check that out. If you don't have a free copy of the book, this is get you a copy. It's a hardback copy of my best-selling book. Give it away for free. I give it to you. You just got to cover a little bit of shipping costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. We'll get a copy of that today. More of your questions. I'm going to see you waiting there on the lines. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Website. Whatever you're struggling with, realize that the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. It's about the choices we make every single day that determine the kind of health we're going to have. It's so key, and it's so vital, and it's so important, but you have to make sure you're doing the best that you can with what you have. Eating well, exercising, getting the right amount of rest, all of that matters. Stroke risk, they say, may be persist longer than thought after childbirth. So the increased risk of having a stroke, other blood clotting issues might continue as well. But historically, about 6 weeks is the accepted time frame that we know of. So they found that the risk of blood clots remained higher than normal for twice as long than previously thought. But even though an elevated risk continues for longer than previously believed, then they looked in the study at the New England Journal of Medicine. Dr. Camel, who is a neurologist at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, is presenting a study recently about strokes. And just like prior studies, they found that the risk of blood clotting during the first 6 weeks after birth was linked to a higher stroke risk later on in the adult life. So doctors are now looking at women and men, and they're looking at the differences between the two. And also, if there's certain protocols that someone needs to be on as they get into their adult life to prevent that and to cut down on the risk of strokes. So, again, strokes are a big deal. And we're seeing that on a normal basis, and we're seeing it on a kind of a higher basis with people that are dealing with strokes. And so anything we can do to help in that area will make a big difference on the preventative side. So that's something that we want to focus on as well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in the area that believes the same way we do, just check out the website and you find someone help you along the way. That's what we do. Take you by the hand and teach you about living a better lifestyle, whether it's nutrition or fitness or getting the body where it needs to be. That makes the biggest difference. Let's go to the phones and talk to Linda. Hi, Linda.
I have a lot of reflex and problems. I wake up, I'm burning like somebody put gasoline and struck the match. And I was wondering, is there something that I can eat or something I can do that might help my heartburn?
Well, acid reflux and that sort of thing is extremely important. I mean, acid reflux can cause so many different issues, and we have to figure out one of the big issues is why the body's not breaking down proteins. We have to look at that. So the body gets into a situation where if you're not eating the right amount of or the right kinds of foods, meaning too many processed foods or too many of the processed carbohydrates, breads, pasta, cereals, crackers, all that kind of thing, if you're not getting the right kind of foods, then it can affect on the reflux side. So what do you do? Well, number one thing you want to focus on and to build on is to make sure that you're getting equal amounts of lean protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and your healthy fats like almonds, walnuts, cashews, and avocados. The reason being is because your healthy fats make a big difference. They lower a lot of the inflammation within the body, and they can cause the body to really work at a much better level. The other piece of this that we have to look at that's really important, too, is to maximize the different levels of nutrients that you're getting from supplements as well. Now, enzymes are really helpful. Hydrochloric acid is extremely beneficial. Matter of fact, that's one area that we want to look at on a regular basis is, are you getting enough? Is the body getting what it needs? That's a big key. So I would look at those two together and make sure that also, if you've never done the little apple cider vinegar test, it's a great test. Great test to see how your body's working and what level the body's working at. Because many times when your body's not producing enough of the hydrochloric acid, that's when you get the reflux. People think it's too much acid. A lot of times it's not enough. You're not breaking the proteins down very well, and your body's not really having the ability to be able to support the overall digestion, and that becomes a real challenge. So I would look into that and keep us posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. If you haven't seen our new app, check it out. It's at the App Store for your iPhone or iPad. Is the app. You can listen to the show, catch it from the day before all the way until we go live the next day. Common dental health issues. So when you go to the dentist, I mean, some people say, I just don't want to go to the dentist. But believe it or not, dental health plays a big role in our overall health. Matter of fact, a dentist can look at your gums and look inside your oral cavity, your mouth, and determine so much of what's going on within your overall health of your body. It's amazing. So here's some troublemakers that we want to steer clear of with dental type issues. Don't brush too hard, number one. Here, this is standard protocol in the American Dental Association. But brushing your teeth regularly is a part of good oral hygiene. We know that. But if you brush too vigorously and too hard, it can cause more harm than good. If you brush too hard, you can wear down the tooth enamel. It can irritate your gums and make your teeth very, very sensitive to cold and even cause a lot of the cavities. So you got to be really, really careful with that. Go easy, get soft bristles, and be cautious on that. Refrain from jaw clenching and tooth grinding. All right, if you're under a lot of stress, a lot of times you don't even know it. You're doing it late at night, sleeping. Be careful with really pushing down. It'll create these micro fractures. Now, crunching on ice, don't do that. All right. All right, the ice cubes can really be hard and damage your teeth. They can crush through things. I mean, our teeth are strong, but it really is hard on the enamel. So, again, be cautious with that. Say no to soda. A lot of the carbonated drinks are bad for your teeth, too. They can tend to be very acidic. They wear down the enamel, and people don't realize that they're bathing their teeth in acid for about an hour every time you drink a soda. So be very, very careful with that sort of thing. And you want to boycott the nail biting. Very tough on the teeth. Coming up, we'll jump in. We've got some powerful superfoods you don't want to miss when we come back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News.
A new poll says Americans have had their fill of COVID-19 and they're ready to move on.
According to the latest Quinnipiac poll, the concern over the coronavirus pandemic is at an all-time low. Analyst Tim Malloy saying 74% of Americans believe the spread of COVID-19 is under control and 54% don't believe masks should be required on airplanes or public transit. 65% of Americans say they'd be comfortable taking public transit without a mask mandate. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russia cut off natural gas to NATO members Poland and Bulgaria and threatened to do the same to other countries. Russia appears to be using its export to divide the West over its support for Ukraine. European leaders condemn the move as blackmail. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
New York's highest court has rejected new congressional maps widely seen as favoring Democrats. The state's Court of Appeals agreed Wednesday with a group of Republican voters. They said the district boundaries were unconstitutionally gerrymandered and the legislature did not follow proper procedure in passing the maps. This decision may delay New York primary elections by as much as 2 months. A consumer investment and trading company is announcing layoffs.
Robinhood Investment Company is laying off about 300 employees. That equals about 9% of its full-time workforce. The CEO called it the right decision to improve efficiency and to make Robinhood more responsive to its customers' changing needs. The company went public last July and its value peaked about $85 a share. Wednesday morning, it's hovering around $9.50 a share on the NASDAQ. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The alleged teenage killer of a 10-year-old Wisconsin girl appeared in court on Wednesday. The 14-year-old suspect has been charged as an adult in the sexual assault and strangling death of Lily Peters. The judge set a $1 million bond. Aerospace and defense manufacturer Boeing is not cleared for takeoff. The company is delaying the debut of its newest passenger jet to 2025. In addition, the company reported a much bigger than expected quarterly loss. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Check us out on the web. Now, if you don't really know, people say a lot of times, I talk about increasing your fats because it's good for hormone health, good for lowering inflammation. It's just good for overall health in general. People want to know, what do you do to transition that, to really get the body to work at a better level and, again, eat the right kind of fats? Let's talk about some of those. I mean, healthy fats are the ones that there are monounsaturated fats, omega-3, 6s, and 9s. They do so much for the body. And I'm going to jump in and talk about some where you can actually get some healthy nutrients out of it, and it can make a difference. Number one is avocado. It is a staple. Matter of fact, spreading avocado on Different foods can be just as good as butter or anything else. It's high in monounsaturated fat, heart healthy, can raise the HDL cholesterol, that's the good cholesterol, lowers the bad cholesterol. It is an absolute superfood, in my opinion. Olive oil is another good one, too, and grapeseed oil. It's a popular ingredient in a lot of salad dressings now, but you can bake with it, too. It's okay. 3/4 cup of olive oil or coconut oil or even grapeseed oil are all fantastic. They're really healthy and really good oil. So there's some options out there when it comes to adding in the right kind of fats. And when you increase the fats, you can make a big difference. Really can. It increases. I mean, we talk about heart disease. You talk about body fat loss. You talk about getting the body fit and trim. That's why the Mediterranean diet is so big on adding those healthy fats in, because it creates such a great environment for the overall health. Makes a big difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. Certain foods we definitely need to avoid. Remember, food can be our best medicine if we're getting the right kind of foods in on a regular basis. So what kind of foods should we use? What kind should we avoid? And what kind should we stay away from? So we're going to talk about that. So here's some foods I want to jump in just to hit to really maximize your health. Number one, I want you to be on the lookout for hydrogenated oils or partially hydrogenated oils would be number one. It's probably the top. I mean, these oils contain trans fats, which increase LDL cholesterol and lower HDL, the good cholesterol in the body. So it's really like a double whammy. Trans fats contribute to atherosclerosis, the buildup of cholesterol, and other substances inside the arteries, which can result in the narrowing or the blockage of the arteries. Atherosclerosis also increases the risk of stroke, heart attack, and heart disease. But because they help preserve food, they can make it last longer and look better on store shelves. That's the challenge. So for companies, it's a win because it helps them, keeps the shelf life. But for us, not so good. So a typical 2,000-day calorie a diet, max about 20 calories, you got to be really, really careful to watch out for the hydrogenated oil. Now, a lot of times, remember, if there's a certain percentage of the trans fats in foods, the FDA says you don't have to put it on the label. So that's where you have to get smart, consumer smart, and you read the label and the ingredients. And if it says hydrogenated oil of any kind or partially hydrogenated oil of any kind, you can't eat it, can't use it, can't do it. Don't do it. Horrible for your health, horrible for the body. Got to be really, really careful with that. Sugar's another one. Refined sugar. Look at the sugar on the labels. Look at the ingredients. I can't tell you how important it is to understand what's there, what's not there, and steering clear of it. High triglycerides and abdominal obesity, one of the number one risk factors and reasons that we get heart attack, stroke, and diabetes, I mean, metabolic syndrome, the whole nine yards. So the refined sugars include table sugar, brown sugar, sucrose, fructose, high fructose corn syrup, and dextrose, among others. And they're found in a countless number of food items. So it's very difficult to cut out the high fructose corn syrup and other refined sugars. But it's important to do that for your long-term health. Very important. If you're going to opt to sweeten with something, use natural sugars. You can use maple syrup, molasses, and sugar in the raw instead. Another way to limit your sugar intake is to drink water instead of soda and other sweetened beverages. Don't shake and start reading. It's because the salt consumption is linked to high blood pressure. And again, table salt is easy to avoid. Just don't use it. But you can use Celtic sea salt. It has incredible minerals in it, which is great for the food. I mean, great for our overall body and food consumption. It's a great way to go. You don't have to be stuck and just be miserable. And you really can make a difference with your overall health. You just have to understand what to use, how to use it, and when to use it. 888-283-7272. Let's go to the phones and talk with Jim. Hi, Jim.
Trying to get find out what kind of berries it is you eat for the balance.
Well, whenever you do berries and you're putting together your smoothies in the morning for any type of balanced type shake or balanced meal that you're working on, any of the berries are fine. So blackberries, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, they're all fantastic. Usually about a cup is good to put in your smoothies on a regular day. Shakes, as I call them, it's a great way to go. So a scoop of Daily Meal Complete, an organic meal replacement which you can find at the website. It is fantastic. One of the best. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients, probiotics, enzymes. It's got everything. So I talk about the foundational four a lot, the whole food multivitamins, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and your fish oils, your omega-3 fats. It's important to get all of that in, and the Daily Meal Complete has all that. So you can go to the website, check that out. But at the end of the day, when you're looking at berries, they're all good. I mean, they all have great components in them that will really support your health in an amazing way. So you don't really have to pick and choose, and your body does quite well with it. Paprika is our food of the hour. So let's jump in and talk about that for a minute. So remember, food either brings health to the body or it takes health out of the body. The choices that we make every single day with our foods, they really do matter. So putting the right kind of foods in will yield the right kind of results and give us what we're looking for. So we have to have the right kind of nutrition to build the right kind of body. Okay, so paprika is a great tool to be able to do that. It's a spice that we can add so many times to our foods, but what exactly is it? Well, paprika is a spice that actually comes from red bell peppers and chili peppers, but without the heat. The herb is mainly used because of its savory, mellow flavor. It blends well with other spices, and it adds color, sweetness, and a slight warm taste to dishes. Been used for a long time. Matter of fact, paprika spice you can mix with garlic powder and onion powder and dried parsley. And it does very, very well. People do extremely well with this. The health benefits are pretty amazing. They're actually endless. Antibacterial, antioxidant, a lot of detoxifying properties with it. Pain relieving and energizing medicinal properties. Of course, the nutrients are loaded. Vitamin C, K, E, A, B. Minerals such as calcium, zinc, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, iron. I mean, the list goes on and on. People who suffer with autoimmune conditions and inflammatory diseases can benefit from adding paprika to their daily diet. And so the anti-inflammatory properties it contains reduces swelling. Also, the spice can help relieve arthritis and other aches and pains in the body as well. So it's especially good for chicken noodle soup to help fight nasty colds or flus and get those away. It's also helpful in preventing and treating spider veins as well, because it contains properties in it that help strengthen the veins and blood vessels within the body. So it's pretty amazing. And the benefits, it's got some beauty benefits too. So anti-aging benefits are pretty amazing. So it helps keep you beautiful. The high levels of vitamin C, really, really good for the skin. They can brighten, tighten, and beautify the skin. Cut down on wrinkles. Facial masks a lot of times include paprika along with a cucumber and tablespoon of raw honey. Mixing all that together can make a big difference. It does reduce a lot of the fine lines, the age spots, the sagging, and the dullness that we see in our skin, and can help. The bottom line for paprika overall, it's more than just a spice. I mean, it's really something that can beautify the body, help in the anti-aging process. Remember, it's such a powerful spice. You can add it to your food in so many different ways. Very easy to do, and you don't have to be stuck. You know, one of the big keys with it is that you can just kind of add it, and it makes a big difference. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. If you haven't got our app, it's in the App Store. Go to the website, and you can simply find the link there for the app. It's in the App Store, or you just go to the App Store. That goes simply, you add it to your iPhone or your iPad. And the great thing about it is you can listen to the show from the day before, and you can also catch that and add it in, you know, if you miss something. There's a lot of people, one of the big complaints we get calls all the time. Hey, what did you say in the show yesterday? Catch it on the podcast, whatever you need to do. But it's a great way to really kind of understand what's happening with the show is the app. It's a great tool. Plus, you can ask questions right on the app. Comes right to us, and we can make it a part of the show. I'll answer it for you. So whatever you need, we got it for you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Coming up, we're going to jump in. I want to tackle some topics on brain chemistry, and also, so you think about bipolar, depression, anxiety, all these different conditions that affect people in those kind of ways. We can really tackle with nutrition, lifestyle, exercise. All of these can make a big difference, the way you feel. And if you can transition the way someone feels, it can make a big difference in their overall health. That's what we want to do here on the show. We're going to tackle that when we come back. Give us a call, 888-283-7272.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Our food for the day are raspberries. You like raspberries? I love them. Well, we talk about food all the time. Food is our best medicine. You know, the foods that we get straight from the ground are some of the best. And obviously, you want to stay away from processed foods. And let me talk a little bit about berries. For example, a lot of people talk about organic versus non-organic foods. And one of the big misconceptions is you have to get organic or you're just not going to be healthy. But actually, they've done some studies, and although organic is obviously the better choice, they're finding that even certain frozen fruits and vegetables carry the same quality. Now, they have a lot of frozen organic, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, a lot of the berries, and they found that they're actually better than the fresh ones that you would get in the store. And they definitely will keep longer. So something to think about. And even if you can't get the organic kind, the frozen fresh berries or the frozen berries are actually really, really good, and they're great in smoothies. Obviously, they're going to make it a little bit cold, which is a good thing. But let's talk about raspberries, how the medicinal properties of it can actually transform our health. It has strong, what are called phytonutrients as antioxidants. They're antimicrobial and, of course, anti-carcinogenic. As an antioxidant food, it contains ellagic acid. Raspberries help prevent unwanted damage to cell membranes and other structures in the body by neutralizing what are called free radicals. Those are the components that give all the damage. The ellagic acid is not only a well-researched phytonutrient and a component of raspberries, however, the raspberry flavonoid content is also documented. And there's other substances like quercetin, camphanol, and also cyanin-based molecules called cyanin-3-glucoside. And so these components are classified as anthocyanins. And they belong to a group of substances that give raspberries that red-rich color. And also they help produce bacteria, fungi from the body. And also yeast-related infections can be very, very helpful. The antioxidants, they provide powerful protection. The raspberries possess about 50% higher antioxidant activity than strawberries and three times that of kiwis, 10 times the antioxidant activity of tomatoes. And research shows that in the Netherlands, they published a study in a journal called Biofactors that the biggest contribution in raspberries to antioxidant capacity is the ellagic acid, and it can boost activity even more than 20% of that of vitamin C, which we know one of the strong components. But raspberries, for the most part, all the way around, whether frozen or fresh, are going to provide these benefits. So something to think about. If you don't add berries, one of the best things you can add, I think, to a breakfast, along with maybe fresh goat's milk yogurt and even some omega-3 fatty acids, like a tablespoon of a good fish oil, like cod liver oil, makes a really quick breakfast. You can do it in less than 5 minutes and get out the door and have plenty of proteins, good carbohydrates, phytonutrients, and also your fatty acids. So much better than a big bagel or a bowl of Fruit Loops when you're walking out the door and a bunch of cow's milk. I mean, really? It's not hard to make better choices. And it's not hard to really make some choices that can impact your health in a great way. Gary in Atlanta, he writes, I'm 48. For the last few years, I've been living with a swollen prostate. I've had an exam just a couple of months ago, and my doctor says there's no danger of cancer. So what do you suggest, rather, I can do to get the swelling down? Well, the main thing you want to do, obviously you've had a PSA blood test. Your doc's probably checked everything out. They're saying everything's okay. Everything's cool. Everything's kosher. And that's great. And that's dandy. But with the prostate, when it swells, there's several several components you want to think about. Number one, you want to make sure you're getting plenty of zinc. Zinc's a big mineral for the prostate. Also, saw palmetto has really good research behind it as far as supporting the prostate gland. And then one more that really has come on strong is pumpkin seed oil. Pumpkin seed oil makes a big difference in overall prostate. A guy can have, you know, a decently swollen prostate, and they've seen in research with this little combination, it come down. Now, beta-sitosterol is another component that's found in avocados. My little adage is an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away, and it really does. Eating an avocado every single day, very beneficial. Guys, if you're over 40, you should be eating avocado every day just for prevention, making sure you're getting the right nutrients, because the prostate cancer is the one that will creep on us as we get older. And it is one you do not want to mess around with. That is for sure. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Patty. Hi, Patty.
I'm calling in regards to my brother and my sister-in-law. About a month ago, they were on, they were in a serious motorcycle accident. My brother right now is just finally coming around. He was traced, and they're finally getting him to a place where he's off. But my concern is the fact that they have had him on so many, sedatives, and they had him on the morphine, and, I'm just looking to see if there's any way and anything I can get for him at this point that could detox him, because he's very, the effects from the morphine, I think, more or less has been really affecting his brain in a lot of ways. The way
right.
he's coming out of it, he's got a lot of short-term memory loss, and so basically, because, I mean, I've been on morphine, and I know that at one point they had my homeopath had detoxed me, so I know that that's really important. What can I do, you know, basically, even just healing-wise with him, because it's just, you know, he's got a lot of, a lot of different injuries.
To really walk through, yeah. The biggest thing you can do when somebody's recovering from a crash like that and dealing with medication, heavy medication for pain, is to just watch their diet. You don't want to mess with the pain medication at this point. Working on acetylcholine levels can be smart, so you might want to look, do some research on the brain chemistry and keeping acetylcholine balanced. It can help. But the pain cycle from healing and the recovery from that is a real challenge. I wouldn't veer from what the physician has him doing at this point. Now, maybe once it begins to wean and heal, there's a lot you can do from a natural perspective, but I would hang tight with where he is right now. Puts another hour in the chart. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our community.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.